Now, this next exercise is a very important exercise. It blends the persistence tactics you've learned with the power tactics that we've been covering in this CD. The reason it's very important is because it allows you to enter the role of authority in a very subtle sort of way. I'll give you the exercise first, and we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards so that you can really get a sense of it and how it works. The exercise is very simple. You're going to activate the compounding effect and the law of successive approximation by beginning to tell people what to do, but in a very subtle, casual way, and in particular about things that are of really no importance. It gets them used to responding to you. Here's a few examples of what I mean. Let's say you're coming in for a meeting, and you say to someone, hey, why don't you grab that seat over there? That seems like a very sort of casual remark to make, a very polite remark to make. But really, you're already giving someone an instruction, and they're beginning to follow that instruction, begins the process of hypnotic influence. Now, you can take this to an extreme, where you might say in the middle of a meeting, move people around in the meeting to sit in different positions. An exercise I have recommended to my corporate clients in the past would be to just casually begin to move people around in the context of a conversation. For example, you might say, oh, Bill, come over here a second, because this will be important for you. And Mary, why don't you stand over there, because you'll be hearing this more clearly. In fact, why don't you two stand on this side over here so I can really show you what I mean? Do you notice how I'm already beginning to subtly introduce into normal conversation these ideas of moving people around in a very purposeful sort of way? And it's all done in a very casual sort of context, as though it's just a natural part of communication style. The fact is, for me, it has become that now, and it should really become that for you. Now, here are a few things to pay attention to and be careful of. What I'm not saying is that you go around and start ordering people what to do, okay? If you say to someone, Bill, sit in that chair now. It's a very different thing to saying, why don't you grab that chair over there? Or in fact, why don't you sit next to me here so I can show you the figures I'm talking about? Notice how that's a much more casual and conversational request, and it makes it very difficult for someone to say no without seeming somehow rude or obnoxious. So when you're doing this, when you're moving people around, getting them to do little things for you, make sure you do it in a very casual, off-the-hand sort of way. And if they refuse, it's no big deal. Remember the extinction principle, pay no attention to it. The second thing I want to pay attention to is initially, especially if you're not used to asking people to do things for you, I want you to get used to doing things which are totally irrelevant at first. So when you're sitting in the office, don't turn around and say to someone, hey, why not get me a cup of coffee? Unless you're already used to asking for those sort of things. Start with requests which seem really trivial and unimportant. Things like, can you pass me that piece of paper over there? Pass me the salt. Why don't you stand over here whilst we talk about this? Let me see your hand. That's a lovely watch. Can I see it as you pick up the wrist to have a look at it? So these are all very unimportant activities that people will happily comply with. But even though they're unimportant activities, you're already beginning the law of successive approximation. They're beginning to respond to you. You're already using the law of compounding effect to make sure that each and every time that you ask for something, it's more likely that they'll respond to the next one as well. So begin with the principle of start with little things and build them up. If you're already used to asking for little things, then start asking for ever more important things. Ask people to sit down when they don't normally want to sit down. Ask them to bring a cup of coffee, to bring a paper, to recount a story, whatever it happens to be, but make it subtle enough that it fits the conversational context that you happen to be in. Just remember to do it with a friendly smile on your face and a casual manner, so it's no big deal for you or for them or for anyone else. All I can say after that is enjoy the ride that this exercise will take you on.